media members on the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for either our coaches or student athletes this morning, and we'll work those in as quickly as we can. We now welcome in the call the senior running back for the New Hampshire Wildcats, Dalton Crossan. Good morning, Dalton.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for taking time for joining us this morning. Before we look ahead to the JMU game, let's look back at Lehigh. Certainly a big game for you, 184 yards and two touchdowns rushing, and you guys put 64 points on the board. From the offensive side, what do you feel like you did so well Saturday?
You know, I feel like it all starts up front, obviously, with the offensive line. Those guys opening up holes and giving the quarterback time to throw, you know. But I think we just kind of learned a lot from last year with the Patriot League team coming to Durham. And then the possible opportunity to go down to JMU and play them. We were kind of looking a little bit ahead, I think, last year. And, you know, as soon as that matchup got announced last Sunday, a week ago from yesterday, we all kind of flipped the switch in our mind and said, you know, we can't make that same mistake, and you know, we got to take these guys seriously. And I think that's what we did all week of practice, and then we came out, you know, just ready to play.
Not only did you run for over 100, but your reserve Trayvon Bryan also goes over 100. How much in the game plan going in the week, knowing that Lehigh could put some points on the board, was controlling the ball on the ground from an offensive side? Was that a priority for you?
Yeah, I think so. I think that was kind of the game plan a little bit, was to establish a run early, you know, to open up some other things, especially with how dangerous their offense could be. You know, so me, Trayvon, Donald Goodrich, you know, we have four or five running backs that are all very good, you know, and we just, you know, we pride ourselves on being able to run the ball and you know, just you know, doing whatever we can to help the team win. So that's what we did on Saturday.
We're here with New Hampshire running back Dalton Crossan. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. Adam Reese, a fellow senior, comes in for Trevor and throws for 273 yards, three touchdowns. How much confidence as a fifth-year guy does the team have in him back there at quarterback?
And we've been saying this all year. We have so much confidence in both quarterbacks. You know, we know that Adam can just get the job done. He's proven it multiple times since he's been here. Unbelievably smart kid, great leader, great player, you know what I mean? And he just, as soon as Trevor went down during the main game, you know, nobody flinches. We don't worry or anything. We just kind of go on to the next snap, and it's like nothing ever happened. You know what I mean? We have all the confidence in the world in Adam.
Got a couple questions in queue, if you'll get those for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Greg Mendia with the Daily News Record.
Hey, Dalton. Just kind of in your opinion, in again, when you guys played JMU up at your place, what did you guys do in that fourth quarter offensively that you couldn't do in the first three quarters? What did you do to get back in the game?
You know what? Honestly, I'm not sure schematically exactly what it was, but you know, I know for a fact that we don't quit. You know what I mean? We're a team that that Coach Mack always preaches to us to you know, to never give up and just move on to the next play no matter what happens, good or bad. You know, so we don't really look at the scoreboard, and we just keep playing as hard as we possibly can for all four quarters. But you know, that fourth quarter, obviously, we had a lot of success. But going into this week, we obviously can't afford to start that slow, and we got to come out of the gate faster.
And then just kind of in your opinion, what do you see in JMU's defense, or at least since that game that I don't know, stands out to you on tape or whatever you've done in your preparation so far for JMU?
They're a really good defense, you know, for when we played them in the beginning of the year, and you know, they're probably even better now. So they have a lot of playmakers, you know, a lot of big guys. They're fast, they're physical. So, you know, we're definitely going to have our hands full, but you know, I think we've been improving as well, and you know, we're just going to go out and have a great week of practice, and then we'll be ready to play on Saturday.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Mark Berman, Roanoke Times.
Well, when you're going up against an offense as high-powered as James Madison's, you know, does that put pressure on you as an offense to kind of think, okay, you know, we you know, we can't afford many three and outs here. We may have to be one of those games where it's a shootout and we have to keep up the pace and keep scoring to match JMU.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's definitely a good point. I don't think we think about that too much. We just kind of control, you know, what we can control as an offense, which is us putting points on the board, you know, and obviously we know that JMU has a very good offense, and, you know, they're going to make their plays, but we also have all the confidence in the world in our defense, and we think it's one of the best defenses in the country. So, you know, those guys will come ready to play. I'm sure it'll be a great game, you know. Both JMU is an unbelievable team, both offensively and defensively. So we're definitely going to have our hands full, but you know, it's we're excited for the challenge.
Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Dave Thomas with the ESPN Harrisonburg.
Hey Dalton, good morning. How nervous were you guys watching the selection show that you might not get in? And is there a pressure to not be the team to allow this consecutive streak in New Hampshire to break?
Yeah, man, you know, it was definitely nerve-wracking, especially for us seniors. You know, we would have rather not left it up to the committee and went 8-3, or 9-2, you know, whatever it was. But yeah, we were looking at some of the stuff, and we had an idea that it was looking okay for us. So, I mean, obviously it's not, we weren't in until they said it. But so yeah, obviously with that, without knowing, we were very nervous. But obviously, we were all pumped up as soon as our name popped up on the board. So,
great, thank you.
All right, Dalton, thanks for taking time with us this morning. Appreciate you doing that, and safe travels on the trip to Harrisonburg.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you.